www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The battle begins, the victory starts within. Sorting yourself out, being at peace with yourself. Do you know being at peace with yourself will give you a better degree of health? Do you know most sickness starts in the mind? It does. Even doctors will tell you that. But it starts there. Most stuff starts here. So your victory will start there too. You have it in your spirit. But you got to get your mind in agreement with your spirit. I am what my Bible says. I have what my Bible says. I can do what my Bible says. So the first area is within. We can never get away from that. I want to show you something in relation to that before we go to Psalm 110. Go with me to Colossians chapter 2. Let's start at verse 6, Colossians chapter 2. And we're talking about subduing and ruling. One of the 10 dimensions of our call to subdue and to rule. Well, I want to give you some foundation here, all right? Three amens and a yes. I ain't giving nothing right yet. You ain't right. You can't be right. I want to give you some foundation here, all right? Amen. This is what we build on. See, much of what we must build on is what Christ has done already. Amen. One of the major ploys of our enemy is to always say, one day you'll have victory. One day everything will be all right. We have to harness that, rope it, and pull it into now and push it back to the past and say, it's already done. You know, when it comes to healing, your testimony can't be, you know, well, one day I'm gonna be all right. You know, one day God gonna heal me. You got to rope that testimony, pull it in, and push it behind you and say, you know what? By his stripes, I was already healed. In other words, he already healed me. Hello? Hello? I say hello. This is hard for our carnal mind, and the devil will war with you on that because he's thrown some experiences at you. Experience is not God. The Word is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. So our experiences, no matter what they have been, have to take a back seat. I see where people are struggling in their mind already. Mind is so crowded and so clouded by the reasonings of the world, by the conforming to the world and this system. You much rather take medicine than believe God for his healing. Nothing wrong with medicine in its place. But that's the first thing that comes to somebody's mind. Medicine. Doctors. Well, there's Dr. Jesus. Hello? And see, what weighs more on your mind, his word or your medicine? Now, I know we say an amen, but truly, honestly, in your heart, allow God to probe you, to go inside there and really find out what do you really believe? See, we can say all we want. I said, we can say all we want. A lot of times it's just superficial when it comes to really where the rubber meets the road. Let me give you some foundation here, all right? Something that's already been done. It says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In Christ Jesus, the man. Somebody say the man.
The man.
Dwelt all of the fullness of the Godhead in a body. Amen. Now remember, one important aspect about Christ, from the manger to the cross, he had committed no sin. There was no sin in his body. Amen. So death couldn't work in his body. Disease couldn't work in his body. None of the stuff that we deal with could work in his body because his body was sinless. His flesh body, his bones, his blood, sinless. It wasn't Mary's egg and the father's sperm. It was an incorruptible seed. No egg involved. No human sperm involved. It came from God. All he used was the womb, which made him legal in the earth. So there was no human hands involved in this. It was all done by God. So in Christ's body, though he looked, Isaiah said, when we looked at him, there was no comeliness. Amen. Study that. Say that there was nothing special about him, made him stand out as, you know how the scripture speaks about David being ruddy, handsome. It didn't say that about Jesus. Don't get mad at me. As a matter of fact, when they came for him, they said, which one is, we come for Jesus. Jesus was standing right there with him. They didn't know who he was. He didn't stand out. He said, I am he. If you come for me, let these go. Amen. Let me go on. Beware so no one spoil you after the tradition of men and the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. In him, in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead in a body. It says, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Now, verse 11 says, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. Listen closely. In putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Brother Dex, let me use you for a second. It says, in whom also ye are circumcised. I want to stop something here. This will free somebody's mind. I hope it gives you an understanding of who you are right now, not what you are trying to become. See, that's your plan. God had a plan that says you are already that. See, some things you are already, and you steady trying to become that. God says, no, I made you. You are that already. It says, by the circumcision. Remember, when they crossed over into the promised land, that old generation had died. And so the first thing they did at Gilgal, they had to be circumcised. Circumcision was a sign of covenant. In other words, that brought them into covenant. It separated them from every other nation. It distinguished them, and they came into the inherited covenant of God's people. Amen? It made them distinctly God's people. Now, it says here in Colossians 2 that we are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands through the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read it again. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Stay with me a minute. Putting off the body of the sins of the flesh. Okay? When we were born again, we were born into Christ. Is that right? But now, we were also circumcised, brought into covenant by the circumcision of the body of Christ. Okay, now remember, in the body was the fullness of God. But his body was circumcised. In circumcision, you know, with little boys on the eighth day, it was the law in Israel, you know, to be circumcised the eighth day and so on and so forth. But on the eighth day, they would cut off the foreskin of a male child as representative of a covenant. There were health and medicinal purposes involved as well. But now it says, we were circumcised by the cutting off of the body of Christ, his body. In other words, at Calvary, Jesus was cut off, right? He died. He was cut off. His body lay in the tomb 3 days. But due to that circumcision cut off the body of the sins of the flesh. In other words, his body, though he were sinless, he became sin. Doesn't the word say he bore our sins, our sicknesses, our diseases? He became that, and therefore he was cut off. He was cut off. So that was our circumcision. Christ was cut off. So what did that do? That cut off the body of sin. In other words, now, see, this is where the devil messes with your mind. Now, whether you realize it or not, the body of sin of the flesh has been cut off from you. In other words, sin has no dominion over you. Sin has no control over you. Sin can be in a place where it has no influence in your life. Why? Because he was cut off. He was circumcised. The body of the sins of flesh was cut off from us. Then we were baptized. We went under. The symbol of being baptized was identifying with his death and raising up in resurrection life. Do you understand that? We are circumcised with that. That's not something that has to happen in the future. You don't have to try to get a victory over something that you got a habit of. You have victory over it already. The battle is in your mind. Someone that smokes cigarettes. I'm talking somebody that's not even saved, that wants to quit smoking. They finally get to the point where they have put their foot down. They get into a program. They may use electric or whatever they call them, cigarettes or whatever they do to try to break it. But finally they break it. I've been free 6 months now. Well, they could have been free 6 years. Amen. They just want a battle in their mind. Do you know what Jesus has already done for you? Amen. That's why my people perish, he says, for lack of knowledge. All that I've already done for them that they struggle with today to try to accomplish according to their own plan, I have a plan that's a finished work, that they can walk in peace, they can walk in provision, they can walk in victory, they can walk in all these things that I've already provided in the midst of their enemies. God, don't get nervous because your enemy surrounding you. Lord, help. Elisha woke on top of the mountain, and the king had sent an army after him, and Gehazi woke and looked out over the mountain and saw all the army of the enemy surrounding the mountain. And he ran to Elisha, and he said, Master, we are surrounded. What do we do? But Elisha had come into that dimension. He had the perception. He had an eternal perception. He understood God has a plan, and there is no counsel against God's plan. It doesn't matter. Listen, tell somebody, it doesn't matter what weapon you see form against you. God says it won't prosper. It doesn't matter who talks against you, who criticizes you, who lies on you, who tries to pull you down, who tries to defame you. It doesn't matter. God says, I'll condemn that. This is your heritage as a child of God. But see, people get all flustered and all out of sorts about certain things when God says, I've already got provision for that. Read my book, please.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 5 of 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. A person who doesn't have control of their spirit is like a city with a broken wall. The breach in the structure gives the enemy access into the camp. As saints, we have to look deeper and hear deeper, becoming more discerning at new levels. Every saint should have peace with other saints and be at peace with God. Isaiah 26:3 proclaims, Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. The peace of God is a shield.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.